Right now, we're joined on the phone by Tom Jensen, the Director of Public Policy Polling based out of Raleigh, publicpolicypolling.com, their website. Find them on Twitter at PPPpolls as well for more news and analysis. I got a survey they just did of Democrats in North Carolina ahead of the 2022 Senate race, the primary race heating up right now with two high-profile candidates, the two highest-profile candidates, I should say, quite a few actually in this race, but Sherry Beasley and Jeff Jackson, most notably. Where do they stand with respect to each other? We've got the numbers. Tom Jensen, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Hey, Aaron, good to be with you.
So where do things stand in the Democratic primary for Senate?
Well, it's definitely early. One thing that was particularly notable in this poll was we found that both Beasley and Jackson only have about 40% name recognition. I think that they're sort of household names with people who follow politics really closely. But if you're a more casual political observer, you're not necessarily familiar with either of them yet. And they're both pretty well liked among those people who are familiar with them. Beasley has a 36-6 favorability rating. Jackson has a 35-7 favorability rating. So definitely Democrats who are familiar with the with their choices like them. But Beasley does have the initial advantage. She's up 33-24, although, again, 43% undecided is really the biggest leader. But beyond just asking people who they would vote for, because they don't have that much name recognition, we shared sort of the strongest parts of each of their biographies with our respondents and then asked again who they would vote for. And after doing that, Beasley's lead went from 9 points up to 30 points, 53-23. So I think a couple key things. One, when they learned that she was Chief Justice of the Supreme Court at the state level, that's very appealing. And then something else we've talked about is that Democratic voters across the country, especially since the murder of George Floyd last year, have had a really strong desire to nominate African-American candidates for office. And I think that when people learn that not only was she Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, but that she would bring that sort of diversity to the U.S. Senate, it makes her really appealing to primary voters.
I know this wasn't really part of the survey, but any indication where the other Senate candidates stand, Erica Smith, anyone like that?
Other polling we've done has indicated that Beasley and Jackson really are the only two serious candidates, that nobody else is out of the low single digits. So I think it's sort of a situation for Erica Smith where she could get 35% when Cal Cunningham was the only other alternative. But if people have the opportunity to vote for either Beasley or Jackson, there's just about nobody left who wants to vote for Smith or any of the more minor candidates.
This is a weird question, but 6% of Democratic voters don't like Beasley, 7% don't like Jeff Jackson. Are those the same 6%, or is it 6% over here and 7% over there?
I honestly didn't delve into that, but my guess would be that it's people who don't like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've maybe talked some before about how if you test a name out of the phone book, it'll usually have 13% negative. Like, I literally have tested names out of the phone book. And if you test a name out of the phone book, this is the average favorability. It's 5% favorable, 13% unfavorable. So I think that the negatives towards Jackson and Beasley, given their overall low name recognition, may be those people who just say they have a negative opinion out of a name out of the phone book, which, I mean, is that not a microcosm of sort of where we are in this country and our general attitude or not, that we have at least 1 in 8 people in the population who, if you ask them about someone they've never heard of, say, I hate them.
Has that number changed over time?
I think it's gotten worse and worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're speaking with Tom Jensen, publicpolicypolling.com, talking about a survey of Democratic voters ahead of the Senate primary. Jeff Jackson and Sherry Beasley, the two leading candidates there. Of course, whoever wins that moves on to the general election, where they'll take on some Republican or other. What do we know about just sort of the national picture when it comes to the Senate race and just the midterms in general?
Well, the national climate is getting worse for Democrats, and that's usually what you expect to have happen in a president's first midterm. But we'd talked a number of times earlier in the year about how the political climate wasn't really falling apart for Democrats. And now that does seem to be happening. It's just sort of happening later in the process than it usually does. I think the poll we did in the last week that was particularly telling on that front was that in Michigan, where Joe Biden won by 3 points last November, he now has a -6 approval rating. So he sort of dropped 9 points in his standing from where he was in November 2020. And when you think about the states that have key Senate races next year, places like North Carolina, places like Arizona, New Hampshire, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all of those states were decided by 1 or 2 points last fall. If Joe Biden has still dropped 9 points in his standing from last fall, when those places vote next November, it's going to be very hard for Democrats to win in that sort of climate. Now, obviously, it's 14 months away, but I do think we're starting to see sort of what we've historically seen happen sort of start to come to pass.
Again, speaking with Tom Jensen, Public Policy Polling, and as we start to wrap up, there is one election that's happening this week that's got everyone's attention nationally, and that's the recall election in California, the gubernatorial recall. What do we know about where things stand there heading into the election tomorrow?
The recall is going to be defeated handily. I expect Gavin Newsom to stay in office by a double-digit margin, possibly even as much as 20 points. And the big difference between this recall election and in 2003 when California did recall their Democratic governor and put Arnold Schwarzenegger in office, it's just that you have almost no voters voting against across party lines about anything. So in 2003, the recall happens because a lot of Democrats voted for it. And in 2021, not a lot of Democrats are going to vote for it. And you can't have Republicans win an election like that in California without a lot of Democratic support. But that mirrors a national trend that I think has maybe hurt Democrats more than not, even though it's going to help them in California tomorrow. In 2003, when the Democratic governor, Gray Davis, did get recalled, Democrats had 5 out of 6 members of the Arkansas congressional delegation, even though they were consistently losing the state at the presidential level. Now Democrats have no members of the Arkansas congressional delegation because the way that states are voting more and more just mirrors how they vote for president for everything. And that means you don't have surprising outcomes like a Democratic governor getting recalled in California tomorrow.
PublicPolicyPolling.com for more information from PPP. You can also find them on Twitter for more news and analysis at PPP Polls. Tom Jensen, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care.